So I have one brain teaser today, and that's it. You have to figure out the brain teaser. To figure out the brain teaser, we need to know a couple of background facts. Okay, Judaism 101, 102, however you want to call it. It's really probably 502. You know, this is a higher level. If you're here, you could hack the big questions. Okay, fact number one. Someone is in the middle of a L'kai Nitzor at the end of davening, and he hears Yesh Meraba or hears Kedusha. So what do you do? Background fact number one is you can answer. You can answer not everything. You can answer Yesh Meraba. You can answer Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimkomo, right? You can't answer everything else. You can't answer Yimloch. You can't answer Nikadesh or whatever you say in Svar, Naritzcha, Naritzach. Yeah, you can't answer the beginning parts, but you can say Kadosh, Kadosh. Fine. That's fact number one. I only have to remember two facts. Fact number one, you're in the middle of L'kai Nitzor. Now, there's a whole discussion, should you have said Yehi Ratzon, Yehi Ratzon im Refi, before you started L'kai Nitzor. It doesn't make so much of a difference. Let's assume, for argument's sake, just so no one jumps on me, that you said Yehi Ratzon. Keep a sitter open, because you're going to have to check me on this, yeah? Okay? So, Yehi Ratzon. So, you say Yehi Ratzon im Refi. Now, you're in the middle of L'kai Nitzor. You're a Kedusha, you can answer. Fact number one. Fact number two is if you forget Yahweh V'Yavo, and you're in the middle of L'kai Nitzor, and you remember, oh, shoot, I forgot to say Yahweh V'Yavo. Now what do you do? Answer is, very clear in Shulchan Aruch, if you are in the middle of Tachanunim, which is L'kai Nitzor, V'Nizkar Achar Shehishum Tfilaso, Kodem Sheyakar Aglov, says Shulchan Aruch, before you took three steps back, you're in the middle of L'kai Nitzor, Chozer L'Ritzei. Then you go back to Ritzei. You're with me? So fact number two is, in the middle of L'kai Nitzor, and you forgot Yahweh V'Yavo for sure, you go back to Ritzei. You're with me? Yeah. Now comes the question, brain teaser. You're in the middle of L'kai Nitzor. You're with me? You realize, oh man, I forgot Yahweh V'Yavo. So now, fact number two was, remember we said, you have to go back to Ritzei. But at exact that moment, you hear Kedusha. What should you do? If you answer Kedusha, you could argue you finished Shmon Esrei, and you're now having a Hefsik. Back up. If you're in the middle of Ritzei, maybe I have to give a background fact number three. Background fact number three, I'll throw it in as a bonus. If you're in the middle of a regular Shmon Esrei and you're up to Ritzei and you hear Kedusha, shut up, right? Don't say anything. Stop, keep your mouth shut, and listen. Don't say anything. If you're in the middle of a regular Shmon Esrei Ritzei and you hear Kedusha, you don't say anything. So now my trick, brain teaser, is you're in the middle of L'kai Nitzor. You realize you didn't say Yahweh V'Yavo, now you're about to go back, and now you hear Kedusha. Can you answer Kadosh, 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 or not? On one end, if you answer Kadosh, Kadosh, you could arguably say you've killed your Shmon Esrei. You're allowed to answer, but now your Shmon Esrei is over. For you to go back to Ritzei, now you want to go back and finish up your Yahweh V'Yavo, you got to go back to the beginning, because you've ended you by answering Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It's like talking in the middle of Shmon Esrei. No? I can't imagine talking about fair point. L'kai Nitzor is like talking in the middle of Shmon Esrei, but you're allowed to say L'kai Nitzor. That's still Tachanunim at the end. But once you break it with Kedusha, maybe you should say maybe. You're allowed to finish maybe L'kai Nitzor, but to go back to Ritzei, that's already, you've already broken up your Shmon Esrei. You're in the broken parts of Shmon Esrei. That's like the addendum. But once you say something else there, maybe you can't go back. Yeah.
It's going to be included in the Tachanunim that you're saying already. Say Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kavod are really tough. For that person, at that time.
And so you've ended, but how can you go back to Ritzei then?
That's still part of your regular
Nakanitsa? That's the question. Can you go back to Ritzei? Or do you say, be quiet, Don't answer Kedusha at this point, because now you'll save having to do four, whatever, how many ever brachas, right? 19 plus, you'll save 16 brachas having to repeat again, right? I think Ritzei is the last three. No, am I right about that? So if that's the case, if Ritzei is the last three, you could save having to do 16 new brachas again, because you're just going to go back to Ritzei. But maybe if you say Kedusha, this is a big tumult in the poskim. So who asked this question? The Tehillah David asks this question. What do you do? It seems to be a catch-22. Either way you do, you're messed up. So which is the best or the least messed up way to do? What's the optimal way to get yourself out of this? So says the Shaul Meshiv, he says, absolutely be quiet. Don't say a word. Don't answer to Kedusha. Don't answer to Yishmei Rabbah. Because once you do, you're in essence showing my Shmona Esrei is over. Now to go back to Ritzei, you're not allowed anymore. Now you'd have to start Shmona Esrei again. And as the Shevet Alevi expounds on the Shita, he says you're basically causing 16 bracha she'ena tzricha. Because you're going to have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei now. You're going to daven 16 extra brachas. You're taking God's name in vain. Wow, you think you're so frum because you're doing kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. But you're causing yourself to do 16 extra brachas she'ena tzricha. That's Rav Shaul Meshiv paskins. That's Rav Shevet Alevi paskins. And he says, therefore, you're not allowed to go back. He has three tshuvas about this. In the third tshuva, he's bothered about Tuvia's question. He says, well, one second. Someone's going to be annoying and say, no, you're allowed to finish up Elokai Netzor. Let's say you hear Kedusha and Elokai Netzor. You're allowed to answer to Kedusha. That's what we said was fact number one, right? And you're allowed to finish up Elokai Netzor after Kedusha, right? So if you could finish up Elokai Netzor after you say Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 why can't I go back to Ritzei? He says, no, it's very different. You're allowed to finish up Elokai Netzor, because that's like the end of davening. But to go back to the middle over there of Ritzei, that you can't do. Says the Shevet Alevi, Alach L'maisa, you should be quiet. Listen to Kadosh Kadosh. You have that option to just listen. It's not the best, but do that. Don't answer to Kadosh Kadosh. Comes on the Chaznish, he says the same thing, because you know what? When you go back to Ritzei, after you forget Yalav Yavo, it's like one long Shmon Esrei. It's like you did 19 brachas and then three more at the end. 19 plus 3, what is that? 22. Right? So it's like a 22 bracha Shmon Esrei. So for you to talk in the middle to do Kadosh Kadosh, no way, says the Chazanish. You should be quiet for Kadosh Kadosh. Comes along Rav Moshe Feinstein in Chelek Gimel Var Chaim, Simen Nun Vav, and he disagrees. He says, no. He says, look, he has a very tief lumdis because he's dealing with the Ramah early on. But to sum up what I think he's saying is, look at these two facts. Fact number one is true, right? Fact number one is that if you're in the middle of Elokai Netzor, you're allowed to answer to Kadosh Kadosh. Fact number two is, if you're in the middle of Elokai Netzor, you're allowed to go back to Ritzei. So the fact that you have both of them together, what's the problem? Answer Kadosh Kadosh and go back to Ritzei. Well, meaning, what's the problem? The problem is that, so you're breaking in the middle of your Shmon Esrei? You're not really breaking your Shmon Esrei. You're doing what the halach is. You're allowed to answer Kadosh Kadosh and Elokai Netzor. Now you happen to go back to Ritzei. You're allowed to do that also. There's no problem in following these two issues. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach agrees with Rav Moshe, but he speaks it out like this. He says, "The ein ze chashuv mamish ka'omed be'emtzu tefillah." Maybe this is what you meant before. That in Elokai Netzor, it's kind of like the end of Shmona Esrei anyway. Your Shmona Esrei is technically over. Those tachanunim of Elokai Netzor are not really part of Shmona Esrei. So if you're allowed to answer the Kadosh Kadosh there, he says, "Ein ze hesech hadas." It's not hesech hadas. By answering to Kadosh Kadosh and Elokai Netzor, that doesn't mess you up from going back to Ritzei. You can still go back to Ritzei. So it comes out, it's a huge machlokas, Shevet Alevi Shaul Meshiv versus the Egus Moshe and the Rav Shlomo Zalman. Just to add one point, there's an Emek Bracha of Pomeranchik, who is always very sharp, lumdisha points that he has in his Sefer Emek Bracha. And he brings from the Gadol Miminsk, well, I asked Rav Areli, he says that there was an Ar Gadol on Mishnais. I think it's a Rav Perlman, Rav Areli told me, who lived in the previous generation. And he writes, says like this, the Gadol Miminsk wants to bring a pretty far out proof. From a person, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yomi is coming up in a few days, says if a person flatulates in the middle of a Shmon Esrei, so what's he supposed to do? He's supposed to walk a few feet in the middle of a Shmon Esrei away from the smell. He's supposed to say this quasi bracha asher yotzer. It's like a certain phrase the Gemara says, which is a similar to an asher yotzer concept. And then he's supposed to finish his Shmoneh Esrei. Hello? Just because you flatulate in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, who allows you to say this special bracha of like an asher yotzer in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei? And the svar is, well, since you already broke your Shmoneh Esrei for the flatulation, therefore you could break it again to say this asher yotzer. Says the Gadol Miminsk, same thing over here. Since you already broke your Shmoneh Esrei to say Elokai Nitzor, because Elokai Nitzor is just like a supplement or an addendum of supplications to your Shmoneh Esrei, says the Gadol Miminsk, therefore you can answer Kedusha also. Aye, how are you going to go back to Ritzei? Hello, in the case of the Gemara and Brachos, you go back to wherever you were up to in Shmoneh Esrei. You flatulate, you save a special Asher Yotzer type bracha, then you continue where your Shmoneh Esrei was up to. So too over here. You save Elokai Nitzor, you say Kedusha, you go back to your Shmoneh Esrei. Comes along the Emek Bracha, he says, nah. Nice try, but no cigar. It's Ein Adomeh. There, when you flatulate, you're not davening Shmoneh Esrei anymore. You walk a few feet, your Shmoneh Esrei is over. So once you take a real TO, the players walk off the field, you know, the game's on a real timeout for a few minutes, okay, then you could say the Asher Yotzer. But over here, this is not a timeout. This is like a special supplication, which, yes, Elokai Nitzor is not main part of Shmoneh Esrei, but it's not like a TO when everyone walks off the field and you walk away from the Shechina. No, it's a little break. Just because you're allowed to have one break, who says you're allowed to have a second break? So the brain teaser remains unresolved. Halacha l'maisa, don't get yourself into such a situation.